Hey, Derek.
Oh, Uncle Tim.
Hey, brother. Hey, look it. I know. Look it. We're back again. Are you listening to us? And hey, what's Tim and Derek going to talk about today? They can give us homework, or they're just going to ramble on about how awesome they are at selling shit. And no.
You never know.
No. Yeah, we never know. We never know what's going to happen. But something that's been on my... No, you don't even know. That's the thing. We didn't even like... We're just going to go with this. This thing with the calendar, right? We try to honor our commitments to our calendar. And why we put things on the calendar is if I have nothing on my calendar and somebody asks for something or wants me to do something or needs something from me, the first thing that I do is look at my calendar. And I will take that responsibility or that ask and add it to my calendar. I very rarely say no. Let me think about what I just said. Right. So this is heavy, right? If something I don't want to do, the answer is going to be no. Hey, can you help me? And go back to like being younger. Hey, can you help me move? I'm moving this weekend. You have a truck. It's like, oh, fuck. It's your next door neighbor. You can't lie, right? Because he's looking out his window. But
Tim, I have a bumper sticker on my truck that says, yes, this is my truck. Yes, this is my truck, but I will not help you move. So there's that.
Yeah, you always can fall back on a bumper sticker. But filling my calendar, right, it liberates me to do the stuff I really want to do. So if, like, say, my assistant will say, hey, Tim, what do you have on the calendar for Friday afternoon? I says, look at my calendar. That'll tell you if I have room for something. And she may say, do you feel like doing this? Or can you take this call? Or can you do that? And I have a choice whether I can say yes or no. But I'm going to fill my calendar with things that matter the most to me. It's to me, Derek. It's not about the other person. It's about me. I matter. And I want to make sure I'm telling people. If there's people coming to you asking, hey, you want to do this? Hey, you want to do this? And you say, yes, yes, yes. And you fill up your calendar's full, your schedule's full, the day is booked, the week is booked, the month is booked, the year is booked. And then some great opportunity comes to you. Something that will make you happy, something you enjoy doing, something that will make you money. What are you going to do? How are you going to say yes?
It's on your calendar, and your calendar's booked. You can't say yes.
You got to respect your calendar. My caution is this, and this is somebody who's been around a little bit, who's been on the calendar for a while, is I'm going to tell you guys listening, don't put shit on your calendar that don't matter to you. That's not going to move the needle forward, not going to make your life better. It's not going to make you more money. It's not going to make memories with your family. It's not going to increase something great about yourself. Don't put shit in there. It doesn't matter. Like what I'm not saying, Derek, I'm not saying is, hey, let's help a friend move or help your kids do something or something to help charities. Those things matter. But to put something on there just to say I'm going to be busy so nobody asks me to do something. I'm doing a lot of talking, and this is, I don't mean to do this, but it's just, I don't want to lose my thought on this thing because I've most recently, and you say, Tim, why is it important to you today? Why was it something we never talked about before? I've had a situation where somebody came to me and said, they're too busy. And I says, why is it you're too busy? And I looked at the calendar and sure enough, yeah, the calendar was busy. They wanted to create more free time for themselves. It's like, okay, well, what would happen if you told this person that you're no longer doing this?
Interesting.
I could do that. Okay. And then he said, well, I can go do this for somebody else. It's like, wait a minute. You just took something off to get more time for yourself, but now you filled it with somebody else asking you to do something that you really don't want to do.
That's the thing.
So now you can say you're busy.
Yeah.
Is being busy important?
Well, it depends on how you define it busy. Like if I'm looking at my calendar, I'm busy on this date because I'm going to hang out with my daughter. Or if I just tap on my calendar and I'm just busy. I looked on my calendar and I'm just busy.
From a person who's a little bit older, right? Being busy is not important. Doing things that matter to you, the people that matter the most, is most important. That's what a calendar is for. Most important. What matters to me? And why is it called my calendar? Because it's not yours. It's mine. I get to design my life the way I want it to be because it's mine. Now, I share my calendar with my wife. I share my calendar with my assistant, and they put things on there that matter to them. And I can decide whether I want to keep that on my calendar or not. Because again, it's my calendar. It's not theirs. they're adding things to my life that I can choose to do or not to do.
Let me step in for just a second, because this is what people don't understand, is you and I communicate a lot. And just today, you're reaching out about your calendar, asking me about some events coming up and asking about some different things so that you could put it on your calendar. You are like calendar on point, man. Like, you really are filling in. And we had a podcast a while back. I listened to it. Actually, I think it just came out this past Saturday or maybe two Saturdays back. And we were talking about how we control our schedule. And you really do. And if contractors are not doing that, they're really missing out on an opportunity. And there's been several times that I've reached out to you because I needed you to cover for me in a coaching thing, or I just need to do something. And you literally said, Derek, I'm so sorry. I'm actually already scheduled on a call at that time, or I'm actually going to be in Costa Rica at that time. So you were literally looking at your calendar and giving me legitimate reasons why. And yeah, I know you would. If you had an open spot on that calendar, you'd be, yep, I'll totally do that. So I really want people listening to understand that Tim really, really, which is so fascinating, Tim, because I mean, I've known you for a long time, and there's no way in hell just a few years back that you had a calendar that was as tight as it is now. But you just do it.
Picture this. You're driving around all day, you're writing estimates all day, but for some reason, you're not making the register ring, right? You're going and spending hours upon hours looking at projects, doing the same old tap dance, the same song and dance, but your bank account isn't growing, you're burning gas in the truck, and you have nothing to show for it. I'm here to tell you, there's a better way. It doesn't have to be like this. Check it out. What I'm gonna share with you in the link down below is the fastest way to get out of the estimate writing business to running a profitable contracting business. And that's learning how to sell, learning how to pre-qualify your clients to make sure that they are a good fit for you. Stop running around doing the same old song and dance for peanuts and start being profitable. Learn how to sell. You owe it to yourself. I'll see you inside.
I want to go back. And Derek, you and I have never talked about this. Never.
Okay.
No. Back when I just first joined the Contractor Sales Academy, like way back in the day, and you were this guy. You got to talk to Derek Johnson. He's the guy. And I was new to the group. I didn't know who you were. So I had a situation and I said to my son, hey, I don't know what to do with this customer. He goes, call Derek Johnson. He knows. I'm like, who's Derek? He goes, here's his number. I text you, Derek. I text you. It was a Sunday. It was a Sunday, dude. And I says, hey, Derek, you don't know me, but this is Tim Catroni. I'm a new member and I have a problem with this and I need to walk through it. And you answered. Do you remember this before I answer this? Do you remember
the conversation? I'm just hoping this is good. I don't remember it right offhand because this is like 10, 11 years ago. So,
yeah. And you texted back, Sunday is my family day. Can we connect next week?
Okay.
And to me, you know me, right?
I say, yeah.
That guy's a dick. That guy's a dick.
Or that. I wonder if it's in my text, like if I could just scroll back and find that conversation.
I think they disappear after change phones or whatever, but this is a very long time ago. And I remembered it because I held on to that saying, this guy, just, I don't care what Sean said about him, my son. He's not my cup of tea because he wouldn't help me. And it isn't, let's go back
not to true. That was not true.
Tim 2. Right. No, it's not true. But now Tim 2.0. They say when the teacher arrives, when the student is ready. Yeah, I get it now. I understand why you said that, because you filled your calendar with things that matter the most to you because it's your calendar. It's not mine. And that was important to you. And you held on to that. Yeah. And I think it's important. Yeah. Family, whether you were actually spending time with your family or not, you booked it off because you respected your Sunday as, hey, I'm not helping anybody else's business getting better on that day. It's about me. I got to get my oxygen on and take care of me. And I'm still thinking about it.
I was probably watching football.
Something really important, right? Yeah.
With my family.
I don't want to go there with football. Yeah. Football is not a good sport right now for me. You know, maybe next season.
Fair.
Yeah. Anybody from New England understands where I'm coming from.
Yeah. Oh, Belichick.
So let's wrap this up. Derek, this is important. People need to have a calendar. They need to have some structure in their life. Yes. And I think when people think they have to create a calendar and structure, it limits them to what they can do and they can't do. And I'm going to tell you, it's a total opposite. It gives me the freedom because when I have my calendar, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I forgot what episode it was like maybe last week or before, about having a calendar and laying out exactly what you do. I want to book the fun things first, the things I enjoy the most, and get them on my calendar. Like you said, prior to this call, a couple hours ago, yeah. I reached out to you about what's going on this year because I'm planning a fishing trip. I want to make sure I get that on my calendar.
I was about to say, your question was about November. Like you're literally scheduling things. Here we are in February and Tim's scheduling things in November.
Yeah, I have to, dude, because this is like a fishing tournament in Costa Rica. I got to make sure that, hey, there's nothing other that I promised somebody else before I did this. And sometimes things that go on in a fight, I don't write down on my calendar right away because it's like, it's kind of floating out there. It's not for sure. Yeah, laugh all you want. You know I'm Johnny on the spot with this information.
You are. I literally just had this thought of me sending you my calendar link a year or so ago. And you were so pissed at me.
Oh my God. You remember that?
I do. But I wanted to talk to you because I'm so unbelievably busy. If it just doesn't work out where if you just randomly call, I'm probably going to pick up because my schedule's so tight. Now, if I'm not on a scheduled thing, absolutely I'll answer your phone call. But yeah, you were pissed. Sent me a Calendly link.
Oh, so yeah. If you could hear some of the cusses coming out of my mouth, it's like, screw him. I don't need him. It's like Derek, I like 10 minutes of your time. And here we are. I think we're both coaches at the time. And I was like, I need 10 minutes of your time. Sure. Let me send you my link. It's like, screw you. And that was like the nice way. Some F-bombs were flying out of my mouth. I'm glad you weren't there in the room because you would have probably punched me right in the mouth.
Who does this guy think he is?
Yeah. I was trying to show up for you.
To use our new system that we just implemented.
Yeah. I didn't understand. I have a hard time saying Calendly. I can't say those words. It's a calendar app. So you got me going, dude. I can't remember. You sent me that damn link. Like, are you kidding me? I wanted you to pick up the phone and call me right away. I'm not waiting for you. But now I get it. If you send me a link, it gives me freedom. It gives me the ability to choose and decide what time is good for me to talk with you on a time that's convenient where I will have your undivided attention. So respect your calendars, guys. Don't fill it with stuff that doesn't matter because when something good comes along, it'll be too late. And you can't double book. You can't expand. 24 hours cannot be 26 hours or 29 or 36. It's only 1 hour is 60 minutes. So use it wisely. Do things that matter to you. Otherwise, you'll be old and you wish you had done more things or the end of your year and realize, damn it, I never made it to the beach this year again. How could I have let that happen? We good?
If you need to get in touch with me, I'll send you a link. It's all good.
Yeah, I appreciate it. If you guys just direct message Derek, ask him for his calendar link, and we'll fill up his calendar so he can't possibly help anybody that really matters. All right. We'll see if we have a job after this recording.
I'll see you. That's awesome.
Bye. All right.